Coordinator Don Scholes says the campaign is part of an effort to combat dating violence. Scholes says dating violence can range from excessive jealousy to isolation.
They don't realize that they're involved in maybe some harassment. I think people are still afraid to report things. The Red Flag campaign basically is designed to just increase awareness so that males and females are able to recognize red flags in relationships and they're able to stop it or remove themselves from that relationship.
UW Superior Junior Teresa Robb says she's recognized dating violence in the past.
Someone who tends to not talk about significant others in a good sense. Someone who tends to be more submissive than what they used to be when it comes to like any type of discussions or hanging out with friends.
Rob, a native of Baraboo, says she's glad dating violence is getting recognition.
There's knowledge about different aspects of that type of violence. It's probably more on the physical end, but the sexual and emotional and verbal violence isn't covered as well. And I don't think people can make the distinction between that and a healthy relationship as well.
UW Superior Campus Safety Director Gary Galbrinson says that 5 reports of sexual assault have been filed with the university since 2007, including one at Ostrander Hall this month. UW Superior is holding its own investigation of the alleged sexual assault. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.